This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Moss. Limestone Coast Police are calling for locals to lock their vehicles following a spike in opportunistic thefts in the region. We're being urged never to leave valuables in unsecured vehicles or in plain sight. SAPOL Sergeant Andy Stott says a small action can potentially save valuables from being taken.
You know how we talk about this regularly. It just needs to be mentioned again that we need to remind the members of our community not to leave valuables in vehicles and to lock vehicles even in their own driveway, and to make sure that if they have to leave valuables in the vehicle that they're not on display. Unfortunately, our community's got some people that are inclined towards opportunist theft and they don't mind making a noise to do it.
The Regional Australia Institute has released a new report focusing on job vulnerability in local government areas. The data highlights the impact automation can have on regional jobs, metro areas faring better. The report has named Mount Gambier as the number one most vulnerable local government area, saying it's an industry and services hub, but it has a large number of clerical and administrative workers. The Rex Community Fare System is now in effect, offering cheaper fares on select seats for Limestone Coast travellers. The District Council of Grant has committed to lowering the Mount Gambier Airport head tax by $2.20 as a part of the deal, which Rex is matching with a further $2.20 reduction on all fares. Rex will now be working to rebuild pilot numbers for regional areas following a global shortage. And the Year 12 English Literary Studies students will be making history this year, becoming the first year to take the Stage 2 exam electronically. The exam will be issued via computer on November 7th of 2018. Over 2,000 students from 117 schools have undergone trial exams. The final 1 hour and 40 minute exam worth more than 15% of the final grade. And in sport, the South East Coast Basketball League preliminary finals heat up tonight, the A-grade teams facing off. In the men's league, Bulldogs Red will be looking to dominate as they take on the Cougars. The Cats will try to get the jump on the Saints in the women's league. That's the latest for your local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.